Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Chief Minister Nipi Rio said the proposed Frontier Nagaland Territorial Authority, FNTA, is aimed at addressing long-standing developmental gaps in the six eastern districts and ensuring equitable development across the state. Speaking during the discussion on the FNTA Bill 2026, Mr. Rio said the authority will cover Tuensang, Mong, Longleng, Kifire, Nongklak and Shamator with provisions for decentralized governance and dedicated financial and planning mechanisms. He said the initiative follows the February 5, 2026 Memorandum of Agreement between the Central Nagaland Government and the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization.
We will fully appreciate the inspiration of people of Eastern Nagaland extended its full support and proactive works with ENPO and the Government of India to take it forward. We all engage in a series of sincere, detailed and constructive consultations to build an our collective endeavor bearfoots in the form of the landmark memorandum of agreement signed on the 5th of February 2026 between the Government of India, the State Government and the ENPO organization.
The Chief Minister said the state has also sought an increase in the proposed special development grant from 5,000 crore rupees to 10,000 crore rupees. He maintained that Article 371A safeguards will remain untouched while the revised bill provides legislative powers to the FNTA over transferred subjects and departments in consultation with the centre.
With the constitutional FNTA, it is envisaged for a comprehensive economic development of the eastern region, aligning its process with the rest of the state. The state government will be allocating funds to FNTA based on its population and size, and also the Government of India keeping in view the underdevelopment and lack of infrastructure in the eastern Nagaland region, will be sanctioning requisite funds under various schemes or programs in ministry and special development grant for the development infrastructure within FNTA.
The Nagaland Legislative Assembly passed a bill by voice vote, with Rio expressing hope that it would accelerate comprehensive development in eastern Nagaland. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Tong Opadon yesterday informed the Assembly that the Nagaland Home Department has constituted a special investigation team to probe alleged fraudulent drawal of multiple salaries, including salary along with life pension by government employees. He was replying to a state question raised by MLA Kujolo Zonyenu on salary drawal by Nagaland police personnel. Mr. Opadon said the alleged cases involve employees drawing salaries from more than one source within the state government, including personnel of the Nagaland Police. He said PIMS is the sole deciding factor for salary withdrawal following the introduction of the e-pay system, while the sanctioned strength of POSE is being strictly adhered to. The proposed revision of minimum wages in Nagaland is awaiting cabinet approval, with Finance Department currently re-examining Labour Department's proposal. Responding to a question raised by MLA Nuklutushi during question hour yesterday, Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zileng said the State Advisory Board has proposed revised daily wages of 297 rupees for unskilled, 355 for semi-skilled, 400 for skilled and 450 rupees for highly skilled workers. The existing minimum wages fixed in 2019 are 176 rupees for unskilled, 210 for skilled grade 2, 235 rupees for skilled grade 1 workers. Mr. Zileng said the revised proposal was vetted by Law and Justice Department in May 2025 and concurred with by the Finance Department in June 2025. A cabinet memorandum was subsequently submitted in August 2025. However, following the cabinet meeting on March 23, 2026, the Finance Department was directed to re-examine the proposal. The Deputy Chief Minister said the matter will be placed before the cabinet again after the department submits its observations and assured that it will be settled at the earliest. Deputy Chief Minister Yan Thongupaton yesterday said that the Assam Nagaland border situation is currently under control and added that the state government is closely monitoring developments and strengthening coordination with Assam following confrontations on 25th and 26th August this year. He said this while responding to a query from advisor Achimbemo Kikon. Mr. Paton said a border level peace committee had been activated following a joint meeting of the Wokha and Golaka district administrations to prevent further confrontations and ensure the safety of residents. Mr. Kikon also raised concerns over LH crude oil survey activities by ONGC in the disputed area belt on the Assam side. Mr. Paton said future eviction or plantation drives in the border areas will be undertaken through proper coordination between the two states to avoid unilateral action. And Governor Nand Kishore Yadav and Chief Minister Nipur Rio have extended greetings to all celebrating the occasion of Janmashtami. In his message, Governor Yadav said, "The festival marking the birth of Lord Krishna reminds the people of the values of truth, righteousness, compassion, selfless service and harmony. He expressed hope that the occasion would strengthen unity, mutual respect and brotherhood." Chief Minister Rio also extended greetings, saying, "The occasion may inspire peace, harmony and goodwill and strengthen the bonds of unity among the people." With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.